Every Friday, we've got your Majestic Movie Review right here with Eddie from Jordan and Eddie's Movie Blog. How are you, mate?
I'm good, thanks, Andrew. How are you?
Not too bad. Today, we're talking about the Battle of the Titans, Godzilla versus Kong. Let's have a listen to the trailer.
These are dangerous times.
Godzilla's out there and he's hurting people and we don't know why.
There's something provoking him that we're not seeing here.
I'm of the same opinion.
The myths are real.
Yeah.
There was a war. And they're the last ones standing.
I keep reaching for greatness because I'm built from it.
Who bows to who?
Nobody gonna stop for me.
Here we go. Kong bows to no one.
Here we go.
This is also another one that I've had the joy of watching already, but we got to get Eddie's opinion of it first of all. What do you think, mate?
First of all, this is a really old-school kind of blockbuster that you expect from the big-screen cinema experience, and it's great to be able to enjoy a film like this again, you know, considering what we've been through over the last 12 months and what the cinemas have been through. So, look, delivers on that popcorn-munching good time, and I think also importantly, there's probably been a bit of a, I would say, more negative push towards the recent MonsterVerse films, your 2014 kicking off with the Godzilla, and then you went and you had Kong Skull Island, also Godzilla King of the Monsters. And look, all those films were met with a little bit of a mediocre response, and there was a lot of thought that there wasn't enough of the actual title characters, and I think that's very much, I agreed with that.
Yep.
Kong vs. Godzilla, what you've got there in the film is exactly what the title promises, and I'm really excited about that fact. And that, you know, if you go into this film expecting a battle between King Kong and Godzilla, that's exactly what you're going to get. Nothing less, nothing more, and I think that's fantastic for a film of this kind.
You don't walk into a cinema for a film called Godzilla vs. Kong looking for subtlety and nuance, and you definitely don't get it on this occasion, do you, mate?
No, you don't. And look, what you do get, I actually really was impressed with the spectacle, the special effects, the quick pace. This was a rare modern-day blockbuster that's under 2 hours. That's actually a real rarity these days. You often get very bloated films, and I believe particularly the recent Kong and also the recent Godzilla were a little bit bloated. They were a little bit too long, too much human stuff in it as well, and I think the human elements of these films are exactly not what you're probably paying money to see. And look, whenever this film does focus on your humans, we've got some great actors and things in the film, it does suffer. But yeah, look, when it's just having a good time and they're throwing things at you very quickly, I mean, the pace of this film is probably, yeah, one of the quickest paced films I can remember seeing. And I actually just really enjoyed that. You sat back and all of a sudden it was done, but you had a really good time for that just under 2 hours.
I was impressed by the actors because mainly, if you know you're in a Godzilla film, how do you deliver the lines as earnestly as you're supposed to and not start giggling about the fact that you're in a Godzilla film, for crying out loud?
Yeah, look, you're absolutely right. And look, it's a great cast. You know, Millie Bobby Brown from Stranger Things. We've got Kyle Chandler's in the film. Rebecca Hall, Alexander Skarsgård. I think, you know, some really quality actors there. And look, a real win for the film as well is getting on board director Adam Wingard, who most famous probably in the horror kind of scene. He's got a real horror-focused background, but I think he's a great choice because he seems to me in interviews that I've watched a real fan of old-school Godzilla and Kong films and had been in discussions with Peter Jackson in the past about doing another sequel to Peter Jackson's King Kong film. So he's, look, a lover of this story, this series, and I think he brings that real playfulness to it. And look, the actors probably infectiously so probably caught on with that. You know, everyone was having a good time, I assume, on this one. It feels like that type of film.
So what is your rating for Godzilla versus Kong?
Yeah, really solid blockbuster fare, this one, mate. This is a 3.5 whiskey fluff out of 5. And I think as a big screen experience, and also one that, look, to me, is fairly family-friendly too. It's actually a really great one for the school holiday period, and I think a reminder of the power of just watching something like this on the big screen. It's watch it at home, and it would be fun, but you know, seeing it on the big screen with an audience that's having a lot of fun is exactly what the cinema's all about.
Yeah, my rating was 3 destroyed towers in Hong Kong, ultimately. and there's a lot more than 3 that go down, let me tell you. It's an assault on the senses for 2 hours. You go in there and it's loud and it's brash and you can forget about the rest of the world's worries. That's what I enjoyed about it.
Oh, no, definitely. And again, I think it's, you know, considering we haven't had much of this type of film over the last year or so, it's actually nice just to be able to enjoy it.
Absolutely. That's Eddie's Majestic Movie Review. Mate, join us next week for another film.
Sounds good.